Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazary fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazary is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to second. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Haas is chasing the ball. Dickey rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Yankees. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Farrell moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruffing is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. It's 10-2, Yankees. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickey moves to third. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ruffing hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickey scores. One out. It's 11-2, Yankees. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Kress moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.